The issue of environmental justice is also being considered on a global scale. Franciscan friar and theology professor Martin Carbajo Nunez is mounting a lecture series in Oceanside on the moral implications of climate change. Professor Nunez emphasizes the importance of reacquainting ourselves with the natural world. KPBS's Jane Heinemann sat down with Nunez to explore what climate change could be telling us about ourselves.
Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell me a bit about what the connection is between morality and climate change.
Well, the connection morality is about our behavior, how our behavior conditions everything. So the current crisis, environmental crisis, is caused by human behavior. That's why it is morally relevant, because we are responsible for that. We have to respond for what is happening to our Earth.
You know, I think when we hear about climate change, we only think of scientific approaches to it. So from a moral standpoint, what can people do to help the environment?
We have put the I at the center. I think, therefore, I am. And everything is around the I. So we have to put the thou instead. Now we are in another crisis, environmental crisis. So we have to think about what is our mentality, the mentality that is behind our behavior and that is conditioning our way of confronting them. And I think that if we don't change the way we understand ourselves, if we don't change our anthropology, the current crisis won't be faced properly. And my thesis is that a long history, already from the Great period, we have had two dualism, ontic and ontological. What we can say, the thesis of human exception. We are exceptional. We are so different to the other creatures that we have nothing to do with them. That's raw material for us. This ontic dualism has conditioned our way of thinking. And that ontic dualism is reflected also in our ontological dualism. When we separate completely from our spiritual part and the body. Descartes, for instance, used to say that the body is a machine and that every animal, every creature are machines, only that as they have been created by God, they are perfect machines, but at the end, only machines, nothing else. If we don't change that, we cannot face this crisis, because mental ecology goes first.
That's an interesting point there. What do you say for people who don't believe that climate change is even caused by humans?
Well, I think that at the basis is that we still have this conception that we do not depend on nature, that we are different. So we can be here, we can be there, our body can change. So as we don't believe that, when scientists tell us, well, there is a crisis, we have to behave in a different way, we have to keep global warming at this, because otherwise we will be in trouble. But people say, well, maybe or maybe not, as we have other interests and we don't believe that that's important for us, we try to minimize the problems. If we change our mentality, things will change. When we go, for instance, to a hotel, we take care of the room, of course, because we know that if we do something wrong, when we leave, we have to pay. But that's very heteronomous. It's something that comes from outside. We have not assumed that. When we are in our home, things change. It is our home. So we do not take care of our home because we are afraid of something. No, it is because it is ours. The world is our home, and we depend on the world. It is not a question of mastery, of being a master of nature. It's a question of being ourselves. Our identity depends on that. Our being depends on that. If we change that, everything will change. Otherwise, we will play.
How do you think people got so detached from nature?
Well, we are in a society that everything is understood in a conflictual way. So as it must be a war, to be ourselves, we have to be the first in everything. In everything, I remember one person that says, the second is the first of those who are unsuccessful. That's not true. So as Christians, we believe in somebody that, humanly speaking, was a not successful person. He died at the cross. So accepting that unsuccess is part of our lives, that will help us to see nature also in a different way. So our identity depends on our contact with that.
Earlier you mentioned that nature is crying out. In what ways do you see that nature is crying out?
Until the 1960s, let's say, we were destroying, using resources more or less in a moderate way. But after that, no, we have become too invasive. How is reacting the macro organism with the fever, with the global warming? So it is creating conditions to destroy us as pathogenous element. If we don't react, we can destroy nature, or nature will destroy us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Professor Martin Carbajo Nunez will be holding another lecture at the Franciscan School of Theology in Oceanside at 7 tomorrow night, focusing on our hyper-connected generation.